Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. I am your host, Funk Roberts. I'm a former professional athlete, master metabolic trainer, and I'm known around the world as the guy who helps men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond completely transform their bodies, transform their lives, and naturally increase testosterone through workouts, nutrition, recovery protocols, sleep strategies, mindset, supplementation, and everything that encompasses men's health. And in this podcast, that is exactly what we do. I bring you the best information, the best guests, and the best of men's health. And today I'm excited because today we're going to talk a little bit about a taboo subject, a taboo subject that guys don't generally like to talk about. But as I discuss in the podcast, your wives are talking about it. Your girlfriends are talking about it. Your significant others talking about it. They are talking about it and they're talking to each other about it. So as much as we want to keep it under wraps, we also need to start talking about it. We need to start owning the fact that these things are happening to us and finding solutions. And what I'm talking about and who I'm talking about first is Dr. Torgerson. It's Corey Torgerson. He is the leading authority in men's health. He has an expertise in overall men's health, and he's one of Canada's most respected men's health and intimacy performance experts, and also he's one of our country's top facial plastic surgeons. He's got a ton of exceptional skills and expertise that has given him national recognition with patients, with colleagues. He's actually been on Global News and Marilyn Dennis and City TV and all of these shows throughout Canada. But one of the biggest things for him is he has actually developed two things. First of all, he's developed the Big Shot, which offers effective treatment for ED, erectile dysfunction, or sexual performance, which he talks about, and also penile growth, making a significant step forward in addressing one of the most prevalent issues in men's health, because erectile dysfunction is a prevalent issue. As he mentioned, 50% of men over 40 have erectile dysfunction or some type of sexual performance dysfunction. This is massive. This is huge. One in two. Like, that's unbelievable. And so because of this, you know, we're put on this earth to provide, to protect, and to procreate. On the procreation side, obviously, as we get older, the procreation side is not about generally procreating and creating new offspring. As we get older and with our partners, that doesn't become something that we can do. But procreation has to do with sexual performance, that the connection you have with your wife, the connection you have with your significant other. And erectile dysfunction is definitely going to put a barrier between that. So learning what it is, learning how to treat it, learning being open and willing to listen to different things, as uncomfortable or as sometimes you may think it's like, well, it's kind of silly, but it isn't. It's something we need to listen to and need to own. And, you know, I think having Dr. Corey Torgerson is very important and was great to have. So you're going to really enjoy this podcast. There are going to be things that are going to be uncomfortable for you. There are going to be things that you're going to hear and probably think, oh, Funk, what do you got this guy on this podcast for? But I love Dr. Torgerson and what he's doing, you know, with his Sovereign Men's Health Clinic here in Toronto, Sovereign Male Health Clinic in Toronto. So if you are here in Toronto and Yorkville, you can go hit him up, Sovereign Male. But we'll have all of that information throughout. We'll have all of that information in the show notes. If you did learn something in this podcast episode, please give this a 5-star. Please give this a thumbs up. I know that in general, when guys specifically our age, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, hear this kind of stuff, that's very uncomfortable, and they kind of shy away from it. But we can't do that. Like, as a man, you've got to own it. You've got to stand up and listen and think. And just like I said before, man, I'm telling you right now, your wives are talking about your erectile dysfunction. Your girlfriends are talking about it. They're talking with their friends. So if you go to a party one night or you go to a function and you look around and you see all your wives' girlfriends looking at you silly or looking at you weird, and you have erectile dysfunction, they know. They know. Okay? What do you think they're talking about in the beauty salons? Huh? What do you think they're talking about in their ladies' nights? Huh? Come on, man. Get your shit together. Okay? But before we go, before we start, and knowledge is power, but before we go, here's a great way to start the process of getting your shit together. It's naturally increasing your testosterone levels through, okay, workouts, nutrition, recovery strategies, keeping stress levels down, sleep tips, your mindset, getting that right mindset. You can go to over40alpha.com and start for $1. You can join the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of men completely transformed their lives. But also, we've created a supplement. Myself and Dr. Steven Anton created Alpha Max Test 3D. It's the only testosterone booster out there like this. It's a powder. And man, we've got 15 potent, powerful, scientific, proven ingredients backed by science. We made sure that the actual serving size that we put in was the serving size that was proven to have the benefits through the research that we did. It took us a whole year to develop this. You know, it helps with naturally increasing your testosterone production. It helps with improving your energy. It helps with boosting your T levels. Literally, 90 days, you will see your T levels increase. Of course, there's other things you need to do, but this is a great way to kickstart that, specifically because it increases your libido, helps you get better sleep. You're going to feel better. You're going to have more energy. You're going to improve your workout performance. We're going to improve your circulatory system because increased blood flow, metabolic health as well, because Dr. Steven Anton, who I created this with, is a metabolic health specialist as well. It will lower your bad cholesterol, improve your stamina, help you build lean muscle, improve strength and performance, burn more body fat, increase your confidence, encourage overall sexual health. So it starts that, right? Lower your bad estrogen. And again, it's all natural. It's clinically proven through the research that we did. And it's doctor formulated because myself and Dr. Steven Anton, who is a world renowned doctor and professor at University of Florida, right? In Department of Aging and Geriatric Research, we did this together, right? And he's got over 150 published scientific articles. My name is on this, man. So if you want to kickstart, get that, you know, of course you need to ensure that your workouts are on point. You're doing the right workouts. Your nutrition is on point. Your sleep, you're doing everything you can to increase your sleep quality. You got to make sure that your stress levels and your chronic stress and cortisol levels are at bay. You want to make sure that you're doing everything you can for your overall health, losing belly fat, losing body fat, your mindset and that focus on naturally increasing your T levels. And then, of course, adding a supplement is amazing. You don't have to do that in that order, but, you know, like I said, I put my name on this. I created this for men. I think every single man on the planet should be taking Alpha Max Test 3D, period. And we've been getting many doctors and other fitness experts, other supplement people, when they look at what's in here, they look at the dosage, they're like, man, that's a good supplement. That's a really good supplement. And of course, it's not just me, it's not other people, it's the guys who take this who right away go, oh man, I feel different. I notice a difference. So go to funksupplements.com, use code podcast10, get 10% off, grab 90 days worth, and prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. That's what I always say, people. Get your testosterone levels checked and then prove me wrong. tell me, hey, this didn't work for me for 90 days. I did it. I did exactly what you told me to do. Didn't work. Prove me wrong. Anyways, speaking of proving me wrong, I'm gonna let's not prove me wrong and take some time to listen to Dr. Corey Torgerson, who's gonna take us through a journey into what erectile dysfunction is, what sexual performance is, and how us guys over the age of 40, 50, 60, and what you'll learn is even in your 20s and 30s can do to help improve our sexual performance. Enjoy the podcast. We are live, we are live, we are live, and welcome today to the Over 40 Alpha podcast. Today, we are going to talk about, I guess it's something that's a taboo subject, but it's not really taboo. It's something that we as men should be discussing as much as possible. Something that's been getting worse and worse over the decades. And, you know, along with our, you know, testosterone levels getting worse and health issues for men getting worse, this is something that's probably going to be, you know, one of the top issues that we should be addressing that we don't address. And so I'm really excited today to have Dr. Corey Torgerson on our podcast to talk about erectile dysfunction. Dr. T, can I call you Dr. T?
Call me Dr. T. That's right.
Welcome and thank you for being on the podcast today.
Oh, it's awesome. It's my pleasure, Funk. Nice to be here.
Yeah, it's great. So let's first talk about who you are, what you do, so give our listeners and watchers a chance to introduce themselves to you.
Yeah, so my name is Dr. Corey Torgerson, and I'm actually a facial plastic surgeon, and I have a big multi-specialty clinic in Yorkville, downtown in Toronto. And one of the specialties that we really have seen a tremendous amount of growth in is in male wellness and in male health. Our clinic is called Sovereign Male, and really it encompasses everything that dudes care about. And we kind of all care about the same kind of stuff. So we do hormone replacement therapy and hormones. We do sexual performance. I like to call it sexual performance as opposed to erectile dysfunction because it's kind of a spectrum, isn't it? Right. And then we also do male enhancement. We do hair transplant, all the stuff guys care about.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. So yeah, I like that sexual performance as opposed to ED. But first, why don't you give us, like, what is erectile dysfunction, or now as you're calling sexual performance, what is that?
I mean, do you know what it is? It is a spectrum, and what is sort of the gold standard that we're talking about? For me, the gold standard of erections is like a 16 or an 18 year old erection. I mean, this is the kind of erection that you get when you're walking down the hall at school and you think about something randomly, boom, there it happened. This is a kind of an erection that you can't get rid of, that you got to put a jacket on top to cover it. This is a high school boner, okay? And really, this is, you know, sort of our gold standard of what we are comparing the rest of our life to. And we just know that as we get older, our erections aren't as consistent, as long-lasting, as hard as they used to be. They're not just like, it's time to go and boom, it's not as consistent or reliable. And as men, that is problematic because it is our expectation in life that we are going to live the entirety of our lives with, you know, the idea that our penises are going to work for us and they're going to be consistent and they're going to react when we need them to react. And that's not life. That's not really, really what happens. And so I think, right, as you kind of mentioned, men are becoming more aware of this. You know, our fathers or our grandpas or our great grandpas, they didn't talk about this kind of stuff. They just kind of suffered in silence. And once you were past 40, it was kind of over, and that part of your life was over. I mean, what is your show? I mean, it's 40 Alpha, right? We expect to live with vitality and have the expectation that we should live with vitality, and we want this. So really, it starts at that 18, 16-year-old erection, and that's our comparison. And of course, we know that it doesn't live up to that for most of our lives after that.
Yeah, and when do you, when, what, about what age do you start to see that decline, right? Like, I know personally, not personally, but I know people who, you know, in their 30s and even late 20s are starting to see that their dick isn't working. That's literally what they say. Hey, man, my dick's not working.
Well, I mean, certainly the statistics show that 50% of men over 40, like half of us over 40, have some level of erectile dysfunction. And whether that means it's a tofu, it doesn't work at all, whether that means it's, you know, an unpeeled banana or a peeled banana or, you know, a cucumber, you know, there's some range in there. What is it? 50% of men, that's a lot. And when in the studies actually show that over the last 10 years, that number is creeping down into the 30s and into the 20s. And I think it's probably multifactorial. I think our expectations have gone up. We also have drugs that men are using earlier in their teens and 20s to be able to enhance that erection even more, like Cialis or Viagra. Okay, do the 20-year-olds really need that? No, but how good is good enough, right?
Right.
But certainly we're talking about it more. Certainly the men in their teens and 20s and 30s are aware of it and they're talking about it more. And so I think that has a lot to do with it. You know, the more that we talk about it, the more we say, well, it actually just didn't start when I was 40. It was starting progressively earlier and earlier on. And so I think in general, that's good for men. Talk about dude stuff. Get it out there. Like, let's talk about it and find out healthy solutions and see what we can do to be able to address it. So yeah, it's definitely happening. And I certainly see that in my practice, Funk.
Well, so, you know, I'm going to tell you something, you know, who's, and for men listening, I'm going to tell you who's talking about it the most. It's your wives. It's your girlfriends. It's the girls you sleep with. They're the ones that are going back to each other on a, you know, in their sewing circles or in the beauty shop or whatever. And they're literally talking about, they're saying, hey, my husband's, you know, so can't get it up. He can't get it up. They hear it all the time. So they're talking about it as much as we're not, because we feel like, you know, it's demasculating, right? Like, that's our masculinity, right? Like, this is
so true.
The morning boner is our masculinity. The NRB, my friend, I have a friend who calls it NRB, no reason boner. Like, that's what he calls it sometimes. He's like, oh my God, I got an NRB. I have no reason. I don't know how that happened. Those are good. Those are the things we
want. And the older that you get, you're like, excellent, right? Yeah. That's you wake up and you're like, it still is working. That's awesome.
It's amazing. It's
true.
But if we're not talking about it or we don't start to do stuff around that, like I said, it's your wives, it's your girlfriends, and it's everyone who's kind of – and then, you know, you go to a party and you're there with your wife and the other ladies are there and they're looking at you weird and you're wondering, why are these ladies looking at me weird? Because they know something you know, but you didn't think they knew. So we've got to start doing things right now to help us get that morning wood, right? Because that's really how I talk to my guys about it. It's like, we're on this earth to provide, protect, procreate. So as we get older, when I talk about procreation, I mean having that sexual performance with your wife. That's what that procreation means, when we can't have, you know, when our wives or girlfriends or queens can't have babies anymore. The procreation is that sexual performance. So one of the things you talked about is, like, it's over the decades, it's getting worse. Like, how could, with all of the Cialis and all of these things, you know, technology and the what we know, how is it getting worse?
Well, I mean, I think it's an excellent question. I think it's a super deep question. From a strictly medical point of view, it gets worse over the decades, because 80-85% of erectile dysfunction is vascular. And we know that there's a lot of blood vessels that are going to our penis. And what happens as we get older is two things. Number one, they sort of retract. They don't develop as much, so less blood vessels. less blood in your penis, less hard penis. And then number two is they can get plugged up. We think about heart disease and plaques forming around our blood vessels, causing them to clog up like a pipe gets clogged up. This is happening to our blood vessels. So as we get older, there's more atherosclerosis. There's less blood vessels going to our penis. So we can see this happening. And if you have high blood pressure, and if you have diabetes, and if you have high cholesterol, this goes so much faster. And so that's why we really see it speed up in the later decades, where it's getting worse and worse and worse. There's other reasons to have erectile dysfunction. You know, I mean, people say, well, there's something in the water. Why is the testosterone levels going down? Is that affecting it? Well, maybe there's plastics and poisons and all of that. And I think that discussion is germane, it's relevant, and certainly we don't have data to be able to prove it, but we certainly are starting to measure things like that. I think another thing, Funk, that's interesting is that, you know, why are men in their 20s having this? Mm-hmm. And I spoke about this the other day, and I think it's really relevant too, in that, you know, with the increase in social media and on our phones, we have unparalleled access to pornography mm-hmm. than ever before in history. And I always say that porn is good for nobody. It's not good for the dude. It's not good for the partner. And it really, really rejiggers your brain as to stimulation and thinking about that. And it is so negative for a normal, healthy sexual relationship, and even just a performance issue, because sometimes without certain visual stimulation, and we know that men are visual, you know, if you don't have that, nothing's going to happen. And then if you're in a real life situation, okay, that's not online, it's so boring compared to what you're getting, you know, fed into there. And so we see that unparalleled access to porn. And I talk about it in my clinic all the time. Sure. You know, they're like, no, I know it's not good. And then when it comes to real stuff, I just can't do it. And so, you know, in our clinic, we have help, we have solutions, we have the ability to be able to do porn addiction, porn treat. But I think it's worth mentioning, because that has a lot to do with our erections. There's no question about it.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I agree 1,000,000%, you know, like just on the basis of the availability of it and so much. And then it's just, it's not realistic at all. Right. And to real life and to those real life situations. So it definitely hampers that. And so we talked about, well, the porn stuff, but what other lifestyle choices do you think, like, people are doing that's affecting this as well?
Yeah, I mean, all the usual stuff that affects your health, like, you know, smoking and alcohol and working out and exercise and healthy eating, all these things are so vital to what we're putting in our bodies to be able to have a healthy engine, to be able to be healthy in every aspect of our life. And certainly that affects it. What kind of drugs are we taking and all of that. And so I think healthy living is also a huge, I know that you're into that as well, a huge, huge part of it. You know, there's another aspect that we do at our clinic, and that is as we get older, our testosterone levels go down, just like men and women go through menopause, men go through andropause, and our sex hormones just kind of fizzle. And when you don't have as much testosterone on board, you certainly don't have as much of a sex drive. That's certainly dependent. And if you don't have a sex drive, then you're going to have a for sure hard time getting an erection. So they all kind of go hand in hand as well. And so men that are creeping into their 30s and 40s and 50s, we see a progressive decline, even in the normal range, going from the high end of normal all the way down to the low end of normal. And you know, we don't just treat numbers, we treat symptoms. But lack of libido, lack of sex drive is a huge, huge part of wanting to get an erection, right? And having the ability to get erections. So sometimes we just start with that. You know, let's look at your levels and let's see, and is there an opportunity where we can optimize you to the high end of the normal range, which Funk is normal. It's normal to be at the high end of the normal range still. Yeah. And there's so many benefits, you know, in the medical literature that talk about the effects of optimized testosterone, from longevity to better sex drive to better ability in the gym to get the results that you want, better sleep and concentration and energy.
Yeah, testosterone is, I mean, it's our number one male hormone. And that's our, you know, my over 40 alpha brotherhood is based on naturally increasing T levels through all of the things you talked about, nutrition, the type of training, recovery, sleep, you know, mindset even, and having a standard, like 600 is our low. Like 600 nanograms per deciliter is our low in our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. And I want these guys to be in the thousands if possible. But, you know, that's all related to a lifestyle change most of the time, depending on who they are. Sometimes they may need a treatment just because of, you know, past things that have happened, maybe things to their testes or, you know, some concussion-related stuff. But a lot of times it's a lifestyle thing. And which we see some people, you know, getting better sexual performance, but other people do need help, you know, through hormone
testosterone injections. Yeah,
exactly. And so, let me ask you about like these drugs that people are taking, like Cialis and all of those things. Like, where is that in the spectrum of helping people? Because my thought would be that after a while, that's not going to do anything for you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would say it like this. Certainly having the ability to pop a pill and to be able to fix a problem is good, is beneficial, and they work. You know, these vasodilate the vessels in your penis. It allows more blood to get in, and because there's more room and more space, and so more blood equals harder penis. It's as easy as that. Do these drugs fix anything? No, they don't fix anything. You need to take them. The drug companies love it. Okay. You take them a half an hour or an hour before, you know, and so the drug companies love it. It doesn't fix anything. Is it easy to take a pill? Well, yeah and no. It's kind of a pain, kind of a deal, and certainly they're not inexpensive. I mean, the levels of legit drugs have driven in a whole underground for you know, these fake or copies of them, which who knows where it's coming from and who knows where the quality of it. But in my mind, they're not fixers. And so it has really, really pushed and spurred on other technologies that have come in to actually try to fix the problem. And that is something that we do in our clinic called Viasure, and it uses acoustic shockwave. Now, I love this kind of an idea because it's using sound, which is another natural kind of a treatment, to actually stimulate the production of new blood vessels in your penis and new smooth muscle. And it's actually a fix. It's actually doing something to reverse the problem, which is... which is less blood vessels and less smooth muscle. And if you can fix it, then you don't need to rely on the drugs. Then all of a sudden you're waking up with morning wood and it's all on your own.
So what's that called again? Sorry, what is that called?
So the technology is called acoustic shockwave therapy. And the only Health Canada device right now is called Viasure. And it uses sound. I mean, shockwaves are sound that come with pressure. And so they kind of like pound, 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 pound on the erectile tissue on your penis. And that shock actually causes the release of growth factors in the blood vessels to cause a replication, cause a stimulation of new blood vessels, and it also stimulates smooth muscles. The smooth muscle is actually a really important part because when the smooth muscles dilate in your penis, they cause blood to be able to get in there, and then they contract, causing blood to be able to stay in there. And of course, both of those things degress or regress with age, and so we really, really want to address the core issues with vascular erectile dysfunction. And so that's why I love this. It doesn't hurt. It's a sequence of 6 treatments a week apart, and once you do the main one, it's really, the maintenance is only 3 a year. So it's not super expensive, and it's non-drug, and we see some really fantastic results from it.
Wow, that's amazing. So just back to the science portion of it. It's creating new blood vessels, because as we get older, those blood vessels are dying off or degenerating.
Yeah, shrinking.
Muscles as well, right? Because sarcopenia, which is a natural loss of muscle due to aging in general. I guess that's everywhere in our body.
Yeah. And including in our penises, correct.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, So this is not waking up. This is creating new blood vessels.
Yeah, stimulating new ones, brand new.
Wow, that's amazing. Like that's incredible, because that's what we're always wanting to achieve, right? We want to create new cells, create new blood vessels, create new.
Yeah.
Because we want to last longer, age, than anti-aging, last longer, et cetera. I think this is incredible.
Yeah, and you can also pair that shockwave therapy with platelet-rich plasma, which is growth factors that we distill from your blood. And so we'll often do that as a treatment where we'll do a shockwave treatment, and then we'll inject those that PRP, the growth factors, right into the erectile tissue. And then in terms of the healing, it actually amplifies the overall result. So that's a nice little synergistic combo that we do in our clinic as well to be able to get even better results.
And have you seen, like, so what type of results have you seen in regards to this? Like, first, well, I'm going to ask you two questions. One, has there been any science or research behind this specific type of treatment?
Yeah. This treatment is actually, the technology is actually not new. We've been using it for decades, but with just different applications. And so there's a ton of papers. It started off using the shockwave therapy to break up kidney stones. Interestingly enough, the cardiologists got a hold of it, and then they noticed that they were able to develop new blood vessels, and they had lots of applications for this. The orthopedic surgeons saw that it actually helped to speed up healing around joints, and then the urologists got in on it and said, hey, this is going to work for erectile dysfunction. And all of them, there's quite a broad body of literature in every of those specialties showing the improvements. And we're going to see more and more applications come all the time. But it's like anything, you know, it becomes refined with time. It becomes better and more specifically honed in on what you're specifically looking to treat. And Viasure is the best one right now on the market.
And so what type of results have you seen from your clinic in Yorkville, Toronto?
Yeah, well, I mean, so I think probably the overriding feedback is an increase in spontaneity. They don't have to rely on the drugs so much. And so that's always nice. I mean, it's not like you know, it's either or. Some people use a blend, but it's nice to know that you don't have to rely on a drug to be able to do this. So spontaneity has been a big deal. And so, you know, just like there's different levels of erectile dysfunction, you know, this is something that I don't leave off the table for anybody. And that's why I pitch it as sexual performance. So if you're in your 20s and if you're having a hard time because you want to get off those drugs that you've been on for so long, and to be able to get a little bit of improvement even more with this kind of natural technology is a bonus. So that's it's not a light switch where you turn it on and off. There's a gradation to your erections. And so, you know, this natural way to do this is good for everybody, you know, if that's something that's valuable for you. And so we get great feedback, and then it also opens the door to be able to talk about other stuff that guys care about. Well, what about my sex drive, or what does my penis even look like, you know? Because we do enhancements as well, and that's a big deal for dudes as well.
Well, I haven't even thought about that, actually, to tell you the truth, in regards to enhancements. But I'm going to go back again and ask about age, because, like, what is the oldest you've treated before? Like, can a 90-year-old person come in? Really? Yeah?
Oh, for sure. I mean, most of the guys that are in my clinic are somewhere between 40 to 60.
Okay.
All right, 40 to 60. Have we treated people in their late 60s, early 70s? Oh, for sure. And right. You know, just like you can't put everybody into a box, and it's more about, you know, your genetic age than your chronological age. Some people have like freaking amazing genes and they're enjoying this part of their life into their 70s. For goodness sakes, I think that's an awesome thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's amazing. And I you know, my whole purpose is to live till I'm 100 at least, but not like my grandmother. When she was 100, she was in, you know, or she's 99, she was in a wheelchair, you know, she could barely talk, that sort of thing. I'm talking 100 doing burpees. I want to see my great grandchildren. I want to, like, and we have the technology and the science to be able to help us age properly, as well as the knowledge to be healthy throughout our lives.
Yeah.
So I like that. So here so is this now, you're in Yorkville. And for those people who don't know, don't live in Toronto, Yorkville's a very expensive area, right? So is this specific for the elite? Like how much does this cost? Like
Yeah, I mean, we have a great range of treatment prices, and it's always something that it's like going into Holt Renfrew or you know there are some expensive things in there. There's no question about it. But we also stock the shelves with things that are entry level and that are reasonable. And so, you know, we have price packages, and then you can also pay it individually. We have payment plans. A treatment of Viasure goes for about $600 okay. per session.
Oh.
So it's not inexpensive, but it is something that certainly people can save up for or be gifted with, or it's in that kind of a range.
Yeah, I don't think $600 is that expensive when it comes to something like something so life changing. Like this is life changing. Like for somebody to not have sexual performance in their lives, specifically with their significant other, to completely having that will change the dynamic of your relationship, will change the dynamic of your self
esteem, you know,
self esteem, right? Self image. It's just, I mean, you can't put like $600 is great. And I guess it's per, you have to go for six treatments, so it's per treatment. Is this covered for, like, can you get this covered under,
So in general, maybe, I don't know, depending on the insurance packages are different, you know, and so we'll have a really good insurance package. That'd be great. You can submit. And some people will try to submit everything. Trust you, me. But, yeah, it should be actually, right?
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Why shouldn't men's health be for sure?
Oh, men's health should 100. I mean, that's, I've got the men's health flag. I got the pickets. I got everything, man. I'm trying to.
Oh, we have a flag? I didn't know we have a flag.
We don't, yeah, but we're going to make one.
Okay.
Right? We're going to make a men's health flag. June is Men's Health Month. November 17th is National Testosterone Awareness, something that I created 2 years ago.
I love that.
And so we have to bring men's health to the table because it's not something, and I'm going to ask you about this. Men's health is not something that's in the forefront at all. People have no clue that Men's Health Month's in June.
No.
We do have Movember, but Movember has become like some international thing where everyone takes part, which is great. But what's the real meaning of Movember and prostate cancer and that sort of thing that's happening in November? But what got you into focusing on men's health? Like what was your path? If you can let me know what your path was through your life to get to where you are today.
That's such a good question, because I think we all get to where we are because we have a story and we all have some personal experience. And for me, my journey was really with my testosterone levels. You know, I was getting tired and, you know, I was really burning out at the gym. I'm a very focused individual, but that was hard. And I was just getting injured and my sex drive was going down. And I was like, what's going on? And then we measured my testosterone, and of course it was abysmally low, and that was that. And so I'm like, what do we got to do? How do we got to figure this out? And then once it was optimized and corrected, I was like, I'm back. This is me. I feel like it's me again. And it was so empowering that I thought, you know, we're gonna do this for everybody, and we're gonna set people up, and we're gonna explore different treatment things and treatment strategies that are really going to embrace everything that guys really care about. And we're going to talk about it, and we're going to be proud about it, you know, be proud about embracing, you know, the male. Males are important, and we've been so quiet, or we've been so ashamed, or, you know, in the background, we don't say anything, we suffer in silence, and there's no need, you know. Masculinity is something that's also been so thumbed down right now. It's toxic, and masculinity, just like femininity, should be celebrated, and it should be celebrated in all the goodness that it is. And of course, there's responsibility and structure with masculinity, and that needs to also be discussed, but it's part of it.
Yeah, for sure. Were you a doctor when you decided to, like, were you already a doctor?
Already a doctor.
So yeah, and you were like, all right, we gotta
fix this. We gotta fix this. Yeah.
It's so funny because your story is almost exactly like mine. When I was 39, I had the exact same thing happening. I was posting on YouTube. YouTube was just new. I was a fitness guy, but in the background, I had my sexual performance was gone. My girlfriend had left me because of, like, she literally said, "Hey, we're not having sex. I'm out." And so I masked my masculinity by going to, you know, going into drugs and self-medicating and going to strip joints and doing all the things I thought were masculine, right? But here I am still with all these problems because I was trying to mask it with drugs and alcohol and partying and after hours. Yeah. And, you know, the whole, I mean, you live in Toronto, so you probably know the after,
well, yeah,
you know, but, you know, so it's dark. And then until I went to the doctor and we got my testosterone levels checked, it was like 192 or something nanograms per deciliter. And
so I'm low.
This big, huge, puffy, like muscular, but puffy. And, you know, I said to my doctor, like, that's impossible. Like, I'm huge. I'm a big guy. Like, it's like, hey man, testosterone doesn't mean, you know, big. And plus you got a big belly, which means that you've got more estrogen anyway. So when I, you know, like you, I found that, you know, I just naturally increased it and felt great and wanted to start helping more men, throughout. So yeah, it's a great story. And I'm so happy that you are doing what you're doing in regards to,
thank you.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. I may come down and check you out. Not to get the treatments, but to say hello. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Maybe you want to try it. You should.
Yeah. My wife probably will not want that. So let's get to what other things you guys do there, because you talked about having other, like, is there more than just this treatment that you would start somebody with?
Yeah. So, and like I said, so oftentimes we'll pair that with investigating your hormone levels and potentially optimizing them. They work together. And then, you know, the other piece that a lot of guys have concerns about are their size. And there's been some radical advancements in male enhancements that we provide. And we do something called Big Shot. And Big Shot is really sort of encompasses the best of male enhancement, from it being long lasting, like 3 to 4 years, and also natural, instant, reversible at the same time. And so to be able to have an increase in your thickness and your length when you're soft, as well, bigger overall when you're hard, not affecting the sensitivity or the performance, it's kind of a big deal. And, you know, it's everyone thinks that male performance is maybe about sex, or sorry, male enhancement is about sex. Male enhancement really isn't about sex. Male enhancement is about legitimacy, feeling good in your own skin, feeling legitimate and worth it when you're naked and you have no clothes on, and feeling confident as can be, because you're confident about that part of your anatomy, which most guys are shame and they cover. And it's not that they're trying to be exhibitionists, but shame is such a big part of not feeling good enough. All right. Why? Well, probably we compare our penises to porn. That's probably true. And I'm not like that, or I'm not that good, or this. And so, you know, it's the equivalent, really, Funk, of a breast implant for a woman. You know, like a little volume in a woman's chest makes them feel more beautiful, makes them feel more attractive with their clothes on or with their clothes off. And it's really about here. It's the same thing for a guy. And so to be able to give that to somebody can make them feel that much taller, can make them feel that much more worth it, can make them feel that much more confident, you know, in everyday situations or in sex situations. It's really quite ubiquitous. And so, you know, a lot of people think this is just a sex treatment. It really, really isn't. This is giving somebody a feeling of that you're good enough. And that's super cool that we can do it safely, and that we can do it so that it looks natural, because that's really, really the goal.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this right now and you may be feeling uncomfortable, because this is not a conversation generally we have the female enhancement, but we've never, like, I've never heard of male enhancement in this case in regards to like literally being legitimately able to increase size or length, right? You got the pumps and all this other stuff, but I've never heard this. So this is interesting in regards to like it does, it will make a difference for a guy who is smaller or is just doesn't feel like they have their penis is worthy. And again, your significant other or wife are literally going to be talking to their friends about it because that's what women do. They just want to have, be able to, you know, communicate with, cause we don't communicate with them. So they're going to communicate with their friends. But, so how does this, like, how does this work? Cause people, guys who are probably listening to this and kind of laughing a little bit, but are always like, oh, let me hear a little bit more about how this exactly works. Take us down the road of how
this actually works.
I'm coming to you. I walk into your clinic. Take me through.
Yeah. So it all starts off with a consultation and that means that you better, you know, be ready to pull your pants down and have a good examination. And it's really, you know, I say our consultation goes from weird to weirder to I'm your best friend. And, everyone's nervous and feeling not so great about themselves, but we turn it around and it's really, you know, fun, not about overall size. I mean, I've had guys come in and they're 8 or 9 inches when they're soft but they're skinny as can be, right. You know, and so having something that looks like a pencil also isn't very aesthetic. It's really about an aesthetic. And so whether you're 3 inches, 6 inches or 9 inches, it's not so important as having a nice aesthetic. This is actually really about penis art. Okay. Both when you're soft and when you're hard. And so, so in general, we inject something called the Big Shot. It's platelet-rich gel matrix. It's a combination of hyaluronic acid sugar. That's a natural sugar that's found in our bodies, in our skin, in our eyeball juice, in our knees, mixed up with PRP. You know, those are the growth factors from our blood. And when you mix them together, the PRP sort of hooks onto the filler like a scaffold and super stimulates your own collagen. That's why it lasts such a long time. And so it's instant. It goes in between the skin and the erectile tissue's sheath. And so you know that there's that potential space, you know, and then when the erectile tissue gets bigger, it stretches the skin. So in between that space is where we put the product. So it doesn't affect the sensitivity and it doesn't affect your erection ability, but we can fill up that space and blow up the penis, okay, so that when you're soft, it's about your potential space. It takes about 15, 20 minutes to do the procedure. And then when you're hard, you're bigger on top of that as well. And so this is something that swells up for a couple of weeks, actually mostly about a few days or the worst. You can start resuming sexual activity after that. And really, really gives you longevity to this. And then, you know, top-ups, it goes down about 10 or 15% per year. And then you do a small touch-up yearly for a couple of years. And we find it to be semi-permanent after that. Like it kind of just lasts and lasts and lasts because it just reinforces what you currently have.
And are there any negative side effects? Like, has there been any research on this? Like if I came to you tomorrow,
Yeah, well, people have been trying to do this forever, okay? Yeah. But, I mean, we used to do fat in penises, right? We used to suck fat from one places and put it in. The problem is that we use a lot of fat, and fat is living tissue. And so 90, 95% of it would just die within 3 months. And then all of a sudden you have these irregularities where that took, but that didn't take, and this took. So you got these permanent lumps. No, thank you. If you go to Beverly Hills right now, you'll just get 15 vials of hyaluronic acid filler put in your penis and it's going to go away within 6 months. Expensive, but it's consistent at least and safe and natural and reversible. You know, we've moved away from the surgery. Guys would try to do surgery, cutting of that suspensory ligament that anchors your penis complex onto your pelvis. And if you divide it, it sort of lets it come forward a little bit more. The problem with that is that if it worked, your erection would stick straight down between your legs, which again is awkward. But you know, a good over 50% of them would scar back even more, so that you'd get even a smaller penis show. Mm. So that's really something that we threw out. Wasn't a win for anybody. And so, you know, we've steered away from the permanent injections of silicone or permanent things in there, which have high risks of infection or irregularities, which the only way to get that out is a chopperation, right? And so it was been really, really driving through the decades, guys, to do something that encompassed the best of both.
And you keep saying reversible. What does that mean when you say reversible?
Yeah, great question. So the hyaluronic acid can be broken up and dissolved with the injection of an antidote. It's an enzyme called hyaluronidase. And if you inject it into where the product is, it will just sort of break it apart and it will quickly resorb and turn back to normal within hours.
So why would someone do that? Like, why would I, if I came in to get it, you know, aesthetics, why would I reverse? Is it like health issues or something else?
Well, there's a variety of issues. Like, I mean, for example, I've had it where a guy's had it done. He loved it. And then his wife came in and she's like, oh, this is going to be way too big for me. And he's like, but I like it. But, you know, so, you know, they had to stay together. So he brought it down a little bit. What else? Sometimes, if there was an asymmetry or something, you know, it's or someone just changed their mind. It's nice to be able to do something. You think you want it so bad, you know, and then you get it and you're like, I don't want it anymore. I'm good for it. I had fun with this and now I'm done. So it's nice to be able to have something that we can reverse if we wanted to.
Right.
You know, the correlate would be a woman that got breast implants. She loves them, and then all of a sudden she changes her mind and she wants them smaller again, right? And but the ability to be able to do that non-surgically is quite key.
So if anyone, so again, this is the two big things that I'm hearing right now. I mean, there's a lot, but you know, definitely the shot is big for people who want to get that. I think it's great. I also like the treatment, right? The Viasure. I think that's huge. I think that in its own right is a great first step, because once you get that, then you start to, I think that you would start to get a lot, like I was saying, more self-esteem, more self, you know, just more focus on your Johnson, right? And then you start thinking, oh, this may look a little bit, you know what, maybe I should go get a big shot just to make it look a little bit better.
Yeah, it's a circle. They all go in a circle, right? When you feel confident and good about this, then you're like, wow, this is great. I feel awesome about this part of my life. And that's a win for everybody.
Wow. So what is the price? Is that an expensive thing, the big shot? Like, I mean, I know.
Yeah, it definitely is more expensive. It's sort of in the price point of like a breast implant. We're talking somewhere between, you know, 13 to 20, depending on how much product we use and what size you are.
Right. Now, here's a question. Are there like scam artists? That's not the word I wanted to use, but are there, like, do people need to do their research in this stuff? Because they're hearing it now and they may not live in Toronto.
A million percent. If it's too good to be true, it is, as you know that. And you know, people will always try to cut corners and do things for super cheap. And you know, there's always underground places where you can get, you know, this drug for cheaper and this for here. And so, in general, my rules are safe and natural. You know, if you can get something done and it can be done safely, it's the right thing to do, and it can be done so that it looks natural, then live your life. You know, if you're worried or suspect about that, then maybe think twice about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, just, yeah, why I'm saying that is because, you know, people will go to, like, is this big in the U.S.? Is this big in Mexico? Is this big, like, you know what I mean? Because sometimes you go to places like Mexico, Panama, all these other countries to get other things done because it's
cheaper,
less expensive. Yeah, cheaper. Thailand, those type of places. But are you getting a doctor? Are you getting someone who does plastic surgery? Are you, do you, you know, Is that what you're getting? And what are things you need to look for?
Yeah, no, and this is because it's injectable. It's often done by people that don't have the experience, that don't have the amount of training, and so you want it to be done, you know, by in a medical clinic by a doctor or by a nurse that's supervised by a doctor. Right now in Canada and the United States, those are the two scenarios by which it could be done, and one that have legitimate clinics that specialize in it. Yeah, you can. It's certainly blowing up if you can imagine, and people are much more interested in, just like men are talking about erectile dysfunction and hormones are also, you know, talking about enhancement as well, and it will progressively become that way. You're going to hear a lot more about it in the next months and years. This will be something that will be pushed to the forefront. I predict it, and you're going to hear people talking about it a lot more. You can get a lot more information on my website at sovereignmail.com and thebigshot.com. You can see befores and afters and pictures, and it sort of encompasses all of the treatments that we do if people are interested in it. But, you know, ask questions, go for a proper consultation, arm yourself with information. Don't jump in just because you think it's cool. Make sure that we've thought about the little details. Be smart about it.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. Any last words? Because you just gave two great plugs, because I was going to ask you where to go. I think personally, if you're listening to this right now, you need to take the trip to Toronto for two reasons. Number one, to go see Dr. Corey Torgerson. And number two, to come see the Funkster. We're both here. But you want someone who is reputable, who's a doctor, who has done this many, many times. You've listened to what Dr. T has to say. So it's definitely worth the trip to Toronto. Book an appointment. Are you on social media? Is there any other places that we can find you?
Yeah, absolutely. You can look me up, Dr. Corey Torgerson, and we have Sovereign Surgery. We have Sovereign Skincare, and I don't know. I think that's about it.
we'll put
everything Sovereign.
We'll put all the links. We'll see.
Toronto Hair Transplant Clinic. Toronto Hair Transplant Clinic.com. Okay. Yeah, that's get your hair thing. Done. That's another thing we should talk about. There we go. You and me both. We're going to talk about that one.
We'll talk about that for sure. We'll have you on again. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. I really appreciate you. I'm definitely going to come see you.
That's my pleasure. It's awesome to connect, Funk. Thank you so much.
You too. Take care, doctor. Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts. Former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author. Bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.